The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about home builders.
Mortgage rates are taking no prisoners right now. According to Freddie Mac, the average 30-year mortgage rate rose to 7.57%, marking the highest level in nearly 23 years. And unfortunately, many analysts believe mortgage rates could head even higher, potentially approaching 8 to 9% by year's end. Housing affordability, unsurprisingly, has reached a new record low. In August, it fell from July's reading of 93.9 down to a reading of 91.7. For context, that is the lowest level dating back to 1989. But higher rates have not just squashed the optimism of homebuyers, they are now weighing on home builders who, until recently, have held strong this year. And, as we will explain today, this is a glaring warning that this sector could start a downtrend.
Well, along with inflation and the southern border crisis, housing seems to be one of Biden's and our Congress's other big neglected problems. So instead of ignoring the issue at hand, let's talk about what's happening to home builder confidence.
Well, according to the latest reading, the National Association of Home Builders, or NAHB, Housing Market Index, HMI, which measures builder sentiment, home builder confidence fell for the third straight month in October. The HMI fell 4 points to 40, coming in well below economists' forecasts of 44. So this marks the lowest level since January and cements what could be a complete reversal in initial optimism that we saw in the first half of this year. Yet with home affordability at its lowest level ever, it is really no surprise that home builders are increasingly pessimistic about the future of the new home market. According to the NAHB chairman, Alicia Huey, builders have reported lower levels of buyer traffic as some buyers, particularly younger ones, are priced out of the market because of higher interest rates. Higher rates are also increasing the cost and availability of builder development and construction loans, which harms supply and contributes to lower housing affordability. In other words, rising costs and weakening housing market activity have finally caught up to home builders. And they're well aware that they can't pass those costs on to consumers. The demand is just not there.
Exactly. With these 23-year record-high interest rates, families can hardly buy an already built home today. When you build, you have to first have a construction loan, which is typically at a higher interest rate than a mortgage loan. But now let's look at the housing market index compared with the home builder sector.
The home builder sector and the HMI tend to rise and fall together. Most major home builders have already fallen below their individual 200 DMA. That has generally led to sustained downward momentum. Let's also not forget that existing home supply is incredibly low right now. As of this past August, there were about 1.1 million homes for sale on the market. That's down about 14% year over year. Technically, this could serve as a major support for home builder stocks bottoming out, and according to some analysts, it was the primary catalyst for the rebound in the housing market at the beginning of this year.
But even that's unlikely to help home builders withstand today's high mortgage rates.
Yes, and as such, according to the NAHB, more than half of the home builders are offering concessions to buyers to improve sales, including rate buy-downs. But these buy-downs are looking less appetizing as mortgage rates continue to climb. So let's look at the evolution of PulteGroup's rate buy-downs this year as an example of what's happening with home builders. So PulteGroup is one of the top five biggest home builders in the U.S., and the evolution of its rate concessions shows us that incentives are getting less attractive for home buyers as mortgage rates move higher. So while larger home builders have the financial wherewithal to fare better than smaller ones, this landscape will eventually eat into their margins and lower the huge profitability that they saw coming out of the pandemic. And that is a major red flag for this sector. Home builder stocks surged more than 230% from March of 2020 to January of 2022 as the housing market took off. And despite the 2022 sell-off, which led to home builders plummeting nearly 30%, they regained nearly all their losses in the first half of 2023. But as we covered today, that momentum is starting to crack.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.